Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the My Lowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which are discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test. If you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is, I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the Navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, Navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. So the 8th nakshatra of Pushya, which falls squarely inside of Cancer, is ruled by Saturn. So these are Saturn ruled nakshatras. Remember the 1-5-9 rule. In the previous videos, I have covered this. Saturn ruled nakshatras, which are Pushya, going into Anuradha and going into Uttarabhadrapada. These are very deeply emotional nakshatras. Ironical, because Saturn is a very dry planet, doesn't have emotions. What does it signify then, you might ask? See, Saturn ruled nakshatras are all falling, first of all, into water signs. It's falling in Cancer, in Scorpio, and in Pisces. And Saturn, just take the significator, Saturn is a storehouse. Saturn keeps storing all the karmas of people. It's a storehouse now stored in emotional body because it's going into water signs. In this case, bringing back Cancer. Next goes in Scorpio, then goes into Pisces. So the flowing water, the still water, and the ocean, right? Thinking of in terms of water bodies. So essentially, what does this tell us? The storehouse is keeping our emotional body karma stored, and it is coming out to play now in this lifetime. So whatever planets are sitting here in the Saturn nakshatras, Pushya, Anuradha, and Uttarabhadrapada, you need to pay attention to the emotional body part of it. You're bringing some stored karma, good and bad, it's always both, and it's coming out to play this time. If Saturn itself sits here, meaning lots of emotions are carried here and you want to play that out. Okay, just a sideline there. Now, Pushya Nakshatra, specifically, what life lesson does it have? It has some life lesson, right? Its life lesson is, do not hold back action, thinking there isn't enough knowledge or wisdom yet. Both effort and knowledge are necessary. Meaning what? We all tend to do this, right, at one point or the other. Meaning we all tend to say, no, I haven't have enough knowledge about this and this, enough to go and teach it yet, or enough to go and take action on it yet. Don't hold back action thinking there isn't enough knowledge. You can be a teacher even when you are a student. That's Pushya Nakshatra's life lesson. This is what you have to learn. If Mercury is in Pushya Nakshatra, you can start teaching very earlier on in life. It's a teacher. Saturn as a teacher can be a greater teacher than Jupiter, by the way. Saturn teaches through hard life experience, for example. Alright, so remember this as we go along. Saturn with Moon can make really deep thinkers. And Saturn and Moon in this nakshatra will be, you know, very nurturing type of energy, very deep thinking kind of energy. So where does Pushya fall in? 3 degrees 20 minutes of Cancer to 16 degrees 40 minutes of Cancer. Talents include organization, leadership, and compassion. Very powerful attributes. It's a very nurturing sort of nakshatra. Abilities include building structures. Saturn loves to build structures, managing teams, and providing support. I know of Pushya nakshatra ladies who are retired from such jobs. They have been corporate communicators, for example. Ambition, to create stability and lead with compassion. They are great leaders. Because lead with compassion is what is lacking in this day and age, isn't it? It's all about money. It's all about shareholder value and other nonsense. Provide security. So they provide security also. Fulfillment in career comes from management, administration, social services. So these are management people. Pushya Nakshatra, a strong Pushya Nakshatra will want these things. Okay. They are strong leaders within themselves. Saturn and Moon is within yourself, not trying to derive things from external world. Sun, on the other hand, is the enemy of Saturn, astrologically speaking, because it's the classic opposition of father and son. Plus Saturn wants to do for the masses, Sun wants to do for fame. So the intent is slightly different of the planets. This one gives status. Strengths of Pushya, organized, compassionate, and supportive. Weaknesses include over-responsibility, rigidity, and emotionally overloaded. Cancer, Moon. That's why I'm saying for Saturn nakshatras, be very careful about your emotional body. What are you absorbing in your emotional body? You need to release that. You need to work on releasing emotions. Opportunities in more leadership roles, administrative positions, and supportive fields. They're like the base. Saturn is like the base of the civilization. threats. Stress from over-responsibility, conflicts from rigidity, threatened can become too rigid, emotional burnout because it is sitting in the house of Cancer. Keywords, professionally speaking, for Pusha is healthcare career, healthcare professional, medical career, nurse, doctor, caregiving. Pusha means a nurturer. Cancer is here to support the masses. Anywhere Cancer falls in your chart, you are there to support the masses. And within Pusha, it is dominantly so because it is coming in the nakshatra of Saturn. Teaching career, mentor, educator, academic career, and school teacher. Once again, this is something similar to Punarvasu as we are transiting from Punarvasu going into Pusha. But this is a Saturnian kind of teacher. Okay, a mentor who teaches with experience. What's the difference between a coach and a mentor? A mentor has gathered a lot of practical life experience. A coach hasn't. A coach is more of Jupiterian kind of energy. A mentor is more Saturn kind of energy. I have gone through life. I have earned these white hairs on my head. Okay, that's the wisdom. That's graduation. That's Saturn. They're also good at social work career, counselor, social worker, humanitarian career, and non-profit work. Again, Saturn with Moon. Moon for the masses. Saturn is one who works for the benefit of the masses. Best working relationships Pusha can have is with Punarvasu, who enhances nurturing efforts along with emotional intelligence. We just saw that. Ashlesha, which we shall see next, provides intuitive and strategic support. Ashlesha is clever. It is a Mercury rule nakshatra, so it's very clever. It knows all the tricks of the trade. Ashlesha, we'll see that next. Purva Bhadrapada complements leadership with idealism and transformation. Purva Bhadrapada is the last nakshatra of Jupiter. It's highly charged with transformational ability of Jupiter. So, and very idealistic, essentially. We'll see that towards the end. Now let us get into what Enneagram types and what MBTI types match with Pusha. As in, we shall take each Enneagram and each MBTI and correlate the characteristics with Pusha. So if you have dominant Pusha in your D1 or D10 chart, and if you have these Enneagram or MBTI types, what careers can be distilled from that? Let's see that next. Now let's see which type of Enneagram help. Okay, so first one in our list is Enneagram type 2, the helper. The helper has these key traits: generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing, and possessive. The fear is being unwanted, unworthy of being loved, which is very dominant because this is a Cancer sign we are talking about. With Saturn in it, so there's again that emotional body counterpart. They are moving towards people. Center of intelligence is the heart. So motivation is being needed, appreciated, forming close relationships. So I would put these people at social work career, counselor, social worker, humanitarian career, and non-profit work. Why? Because these are the most, these are the kind of professions that would require more conveying a sense of being needed and appreciated. These are the people whom we have, so to speak, neglected, discarded from the society. It's a big mistake. We should not discard things from society or from creation. Everything is an inclusive form of creation, not an exclusive one. So emotional realness and moving towards people, saying that type 2 Enneagram with Pusha Nakshatra, especially if you have Moon here or Saturn here, look at the combination of planets. Saturn will make it a profession to be in the healthcare professional, medical, being a doctor, nurse, healthcare givers, okay? Even social workers of any kind. That's type 2. Next one on our list is type 1, the reformer. The reformer Enneagram says that they are principled, purposeful, self-controlled, and perfectionistic. I can think of teaching career here. Very idealism. You know, idealistic people. Their basic desire is to be good, to have integrity, and to be balanced. These people make the best teachers, isn't it? That combination. Motivation is striving for perfection and improvement and avoiding criticism, moving towards people. Again, characteristics being principle, purposeful and self-controlled. Teaching career, mentors, they'll make excellent mentors to mentor the young folks, you know, or young executives for that matter, educator, academia, school teachers, professors, lecturers, and so on. So Enneagram type 1 with Pushya and Saturn, Mercury, Moon in it, in D1, D10, Lord of 10th will give us this. Enneagram type 9, the peacemaker, is the last one on our Enneagram list. The peacemaker, key traits are receptive, reassuring, complacent, and resigned. These are the easygoing ones, Enneagram type 9. They want to have peace of mind. They can convey peace of mind. See, if you're looking for something, you can convey that easy. You see what I'm saying? That's the lesson of Pushya. If you're a student of something, you can start teaching that as well. That's Pushya. The student can become the ideal teacher. And so they have a desire for harmony. They are receptive and reassuring. What careers would fall under that? Teaching as well as healthcare. Any kind of healthcare. I would say dominantly nurse or teaching career like a lecturer or a professor. Or even a counselor. So this is a wide range which can fit Enneagram type 9 with Pushya. Now let's see the MBTI types, what can suit them. First one is INFJ. Now the INFJ type has the energy of a diplomat. They are quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealists. They can be insightful, altruistic, creative and sensitive. They seek deep emotional connections. So I can see social work, counselor, mentor, or even teaching line in a medical mainstream hospital, for example, teaching hospital. They can make excellent teachers because they are quiet type. Next one is ENFJ, the protagonist. ENFJ. Now the protagonist energy is they are charismatic, inspiring leaders, able to mesmerize their listeners, altruistic, empathetic and responsible. They are organized and they are proactive. So in work roles would involve teaching, helping others, education, healthcare and human resources. These days human resources, and especially corporate world, are anything but that. But let's just take education and healthcare because it ties in closely with the professional keywords of Pushya. Both are there. That's ENFJ. ISFJ is another match to Pushya. The ISFJ is a defender. They're very dedicated, warm protectors, always ready to defend their loved ones, loyal, meticulous, supportive and practical. So work-wise, they can be in healthcare, education again, which ties in closely with it. So match these MBTI types, take the test. It's on another playlist. I've covered that with free Excel sheet downloads. You can find out your Enneagram type, your MBTI type, and you can find out with your Vedic astrology chart as well. If this match, you will come closer to finding out what you're good at, what your talents are good at, especially in this day and age of artificial intelligence taking jobs. You need to know what other things you can be good at rather than slaving for a corporate company. See what I'm saying? I'll see you in the next, in the ninth nakshatra of Ashlesha, the second part of Cancer. See you then.